Welcome to Words of Light with Jim, sponsored by All My Relations in Indianapolis, the largest rock and mineral shop in the Midwest, carrying metaphysical supplies for all spiritual paths.
Remember, the gift is usually passed on to somebody from your family. Understand that. Somebody in your family was psychic or gifted. Mark my word, you could bank on it. But that doesn't mean they would admit it. Understood? They won't necessarily admit that. My mother was very gifted, but she wouldn't tell any of that. She could get dreams, and she knew who was going to die before they died through her dreams. That is another option. Your dreams is a whole other ballgame of getting into. Under the dream state, you are completely open. Because remember, when you go to sleep, your guides, your guard of, you call it your logical self, was, I wouldn't talk about this, I wouldn't do this, and I would do it. All that stuff is gone from you, and you're completely laying open. That's why. Has anybody ever been under psychic attack that you're aware of? Okay, what happens if you are sleeping, which has happened to me several times because I do a lot of spiritual work, I would wake up completely awake, like instantly, you know, not groggy. I'm talking completely awake. The reason is your guides will wake you up to protect you because they help you, guides will make sure. Once you're conscious, now you can protect yourself. When you're sleeping, you're laying open like a, you can do anything you want to me. So if you wake up all of a sudden, very awake, just say, thank you for waking me up. I ask that the light protect me at all times, spaces, and places. Okay? And you'd say, why would they attack me when I'm sleeping? Because you're not guarded, if that makes sense. That's when they will kind of give you information that they, like, well, believe what I believe telling you, even though it may not be true. So if you need protection, if you're experiencing a lot of things, just ask the angels of the light to be with you through your dream state and sleep state. Okay? Ask. They will protect you. But you've got to ask. The Bible says again, ask and you shall receive. How much stuff has been... Go ahead.
I heard stories that my grandmother, she got possessed a couple of times. It was with relatives in my extended family. So they would, in the Indian culture, what they would do, they would put an eagle feather there to make them not come or possess her. But she was a very sensitive soul, so she did get possessed a couple times, and they could even talk to her what they did in that life. And it was just a previous, you know, because it was in the family, she could tell you what this aunt wanted to, she wanted to come and visit and see her nephews and nieces, and because it was an extended family. And so she possessed my grandmother, how about a couple times? And then my mother had that psychic ability, and then I told her, like, when I was young, you know, I would see people going by and stuff like that, and she actually told me don't do that because they can possess you and do bad things, and she sort of scared me off of it, so I think I lost the ability because I got so scared.
See what fear will do? See what happens? You brought fear to yourself and you stopped.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know I saw things as a child, you know, and she didn't deny that I didn't see it because I think she has the same kind of sense, you know. But she would tell me, don't ever tell anybody this.
That's where fear comes in because criticism, judgment has been known for years that if people know that we're, whatever you would label us, spiritual, they considered it the devil's work. Yeah. I've heard that from many people that's the devil's work. If this is the devil's work, then what is God's work? That's what I would ask them. What is God's work? You know, putting God in a box and restricting what God can do. That's their belief. Possession, I'm going to touch real quickly on this. Many people have attachments. They're not possessed. What happens in an attachment is a spirit that is earthbound is looking for somebody to become a friend to. They're looking for somebody to, quite often they're addicted to something. Drugs, alcohol, you name it. Or even coffee. Believe it or not, you can be addicted to coffee. So what they will look for is a person that likes these things or have a tendency towards them. And then they will continue to encourage them to drink more of something or take drugs or whatever they have an addiction. How you get an attachment is when you're back to your, if you're emotionally distraught, that's why, has anybody ever gone to a hospital and let's say maybe going there because somebody got in a car accident or death and they died unexpectedly, then they get very emotional. You've got to make sure you're protected. So if you can't handle this, ask somebody to be with you. I'm going to give you another little example. Apologize for jumping all over the place, but this has all connected. Quite often when we're doing what we call a group meditation, somebody in the group will not meditate. Heather's very good at staying conscious. Why? Because the rest of you are out there flying around. Did you know that? You leave your body. Did you know that? Most of you are leaving your body when you're meditating. I know that's a hard one to believe, but you do. You're not in your home. So somebody has to make sure you all get back. And so you keep one person that will pull everybody back home when the meditation ends. Okay? Now back to when you go to the hospital or have some emotional distressing experience, and hospitals are loaded full of earthbound spirits that are addicted. How many people die of overdoses and end up at the hospital? So they're still hanging at the hospital. These spirits are looking for an attachment, somebody to be their friend to take up their addiction, which could even be coffee. Okay? Don't kid yourself. When you get distraught, make sure you have somebody to watch over you and protect you. Ask for the light to be with you so that you stay protected at all times, spaces, and places. Because you are completely responsible for, again, back to owning your power. You can't keep doling this out to somebody else to kind of cover your backside. But you can ask for help and assistance. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. You have to own it that you have the power to protect yourself from the spirit world or open up to it. That's what we're doing. We're opening up or closing ourselves. So when you open up, which could be if you're emotionally distraught, that's when these attachments usually come around you and they become like your friend. They come, hey, come on, I'll help you. Lean on me because they give you emotional support. But all they're doing is pull you into their problem, if you want to call it, generally speaking. Has anybody ever run into somebody? I remember as a kid, fellow student, he was a young man, and I think he lost his mother. Well, all of a sudden, when mom died, the father took up drinking all of a sudden. He was constantly drunk all the time. You could say, well, blame it on mom leaving. Well, maybe he got upset mom left, but then an attachment probably took on to him to encourage him to drink. Okay, I hope that makes sense there. But I'm not saying this is absolute, but it's generally my experience true. Attachments encourage you to do something that this person that is on the earthbound side wants to be fulfilled, whatever that could be, all right? Now, possessions, that's pretty strong stuff. When you've given possession, you're giving up complete control of your body to something, which could be you could talk in foreign languages, you could do kind of crazy things that you can't even explain. You're out of control. You've given up your body to some other spiritual entity or being. That's a possession. And it's funny, anybody ever seen The Exorcist or something like that? Okay. Well, to have a possession, that's a little bit more complicated. That's why I usually can detach people from the attachments to get rid of them. A possession is very complicated in so many ways. That's why I usually take a priest or somebody of a very godly nature. Not every priest can do it, by the way. Did you know that? Why? Because there are different levels of awareness even with the priest. Some of them can believe in something called miracles. Others got to follow the book, you know, whatever that means. So if someone has an attachment, usually until it's removed, it stays there, if that makes sense. It means they could be very normal for a day, and the next day they can be completely crazy, literally. Okay, that's heavy stuff. Fortunately, most people are not possessed. They're attached, if that makes sense, okay? That's where they're encouraged. They don't make them do it. I was at a house once, and talk about coffee. Like I said, there was an older couple that kept coming to their house, and they wondered who was there. And I said, this couple loves coffee. They would go throughout this whole subdivision and stop at houses that serve coffee. It's just the smell of it. It gives them a high. They love coffee. Imagine that.
Well, I think what my grandmother did, it was a possession, but they knew who she was possessed by.
Well, that's possible. That is possible,
honey. Nephew and
sure. Well, again, that sounds like she allowed herself to open up to the possession, if that makes sense. Does that make sense? She allowed it to happen.
Because it was family.
Yes, they allowed it to happen, okay? You know what the eagle feather represents? Heather, you want to tell them? What does eagle feather mean?
A lot of the times the bird feathers are freedom.
Freedom, that's the word, right there. That's why they use the eagle feather. It frees them from the attachment or the possession.
Oh.
See how that works? It's all symbolic. If you think of an eagle, who flies higher than? Eagle's one of the highest flying birds. There's another bird that flies higher than eagle, but there's only one other bird that flies higher than eagle. Did you know that? So that's why the eagle is considered free. It represents freedom. That's why we got it on our money, right? It's free, okay? See how the ego plays a symbolic part. By the way, that's one of the things that your dream state allows you to connect, completely opening up to the spirit world, because you don't have any blockages up. But all the stuff that you get in dreams are not what they always appear to be. They generally are about yourself, and they even know other people come in dream. Now, but if it's somebody that you know is passed over, they are now visiting you. Make no mistake. If it's somebody that you know consciously, like I've had my dad visit me many times, my mother, Wanda's passed, and my brother and my sister, they'll come sometimes, you know, I know it's them. Other times, if it's somebody you know is in the living, that represents a part of you. It's just another aspect of yourself. And it's showing you how it's like a language that can be interpreted no matter what language you speak. I'll give you a couple of highlights. Trucks represent work issues. If you ever get involved sexually with somebody in a dream, that means you need to talk to them, not have sex with them. I know, that's a weird one. Communicating, it's funny. But if you have anything that indicates like you're going to get in bed with somebody, that means you need to talk to that person. Okay? And it's just the person you see that you're getting in bed with, literally. You need to talk to them. That doesn't mean you need to have sex with them, okay? I know it's a strange one. That's one of the weirdest ones.
That is.
I know. So I've had very good teachers in my life. And again, some of this gift, that's why, how do I remember all this stuff? I know in my logical brain, I couldn't be doing this, folks. Does that make sense? This has to be a gift. And I know that, okay? And that's just like when I'm in this space right now, if you can't tell, I'm a little out. If that makes sense. I'm not talking through Jim. I'm just letting spirit talk. It makes sense to everybody, okay? We're getting close on time. Does anybody have another question to be asked?
What about when you're falling asleep and you jump in bed? And I had the 2 years ago, it was happening like once a week, and even in the afternoon when I burped off to a nap, all of a sudden.
Yeah. Well, you're getting back in your body. What happens is anybody wake up groggy in the morning and it can't seem to function, there is not back in your body. When you go to sleep, a lot of times we call it astral travel or astral journeying, you leave your body. That's also a person that has dementia or Alzheimer's is because the spirit has left the body. It doesn't want to exist anymore, if that makes sense. It wants to be free. But that's why sometimes they'll remember something and then they'll forget it real quick because the spirit can jump in and out of that body. Now, if you leave it unattended long enough, it's happened where people act different than whatever they might be, because they've allowed that body to be inhabited by another spirit. Okay? That's another way to be possessed, all right? Because you've stepped out of your body, and now it's free game for anybody to step in. Because you don't give a shit anymore to be here. Okay? I'll be blunt. Okay?
What's happening when we come back tonight?
What happens if they come back? I love it. Well, guess what? There's going to be a battle. Once the body has been possessed.
Tonight's class from 7 to 8.
What are we going to do tonight? Okay, what are we going to do tonight? Okay. Well, that's what we're supposed to be doing. I think you guys want to be called a seance or call in spirit, and everybody will have spirit come in. And again, you'll just be open, and I will allow spirit to talk through me and tell you what you need to hear. Okay? Cool. Now, to touch real quickly on that, when I intentionally, just like you get a message in church, I don't dictate who's coming to me. I allow and I ask those that would be of the highest good for you at this moment in time, the message that you need to hear is the one you need to hear. And I don't dictate who that is. I'm letting it be whoever that should be. So back to opening up to self to let that flow through me as a medium and let spirit talk. I don't always get names, but I sometimes do. I've given people names that I don't know where this name come from. It's just out of the sky. You know, I just give it to them. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Fine. Good. I don't know. Does that make sense? A lot of people I talk to, I have no clue. I've never met them in my life because I'm just the medium, the middle, stuck in the middle, sort of. Does that make sense? All right. At least that's what our intention is, right, Butch? Have spirit give through messages. And again, it'll be maybe more personalized, if you can call it that way, versus, let's say, what we do in church. Church, I try to get you just a quick, right to the point, or as Linda would say, what? Right to the point, right? I don't mess around because we don't have a lot of time. But here, again, I would definitely encourage if somebody has somebody in particular that they would like to have come in, that doesn't mean they're going to talk a lot. Remember that. I have no clue. All I do is, like, pick up the phone. Hi, Grandpa John, would you have anything to say to this person? Sometimes they have a lot to say, and other times Not a lot. Because of the condition, how they are on the other side. They have to earn that respect of being a guide to you. All right? And that's very important. Remember to protect yourself at all times, spaces, and places, asking only the highest good come unto yourself. And that's exactly what will happen. Okay? Makes sense to everybody. You are a spiritual being of light. Make no mistake about that. Don't just accept it that I am. Back to those simple words. I am what? I am a spiritual being of light, having a human experience, that I'm evolving and changing or ascending. That's another word. You've all heard of ascension. You have to be on this physical plane to have an ascension. Did you know that? Back to what did Jesus do? He was on this earthly plane before he could ascend. See how this all relates to this human experience. You can't throw this one in the garbage can. If you do, you're screwing yourself up. Okay? Make sense? Okay. Anybody have a final question or thought?
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. And just as we did to open up, I will also close with a simple prayer, because to help you understand something, to open the door, we've invited spirit to come in. And obviously, I'm surrendering my human self for that part of the journey so that I can speak, or spirit speaks through me. That's the basis of what we've done, if that makes sense. Now, as we close, I'm asking to all the spirits that have come to join with us today to be released and removed wherever they need to go. We will thank them for coming. We'll open ourselves and be, in essence, to be grateful for our experience and then release and let go of any of the spirits that would have come into this room at this time, okay? That's in a nutshell. So anybody has an experience with that, they're free to share that, okay? I'll connect. So now I'm going to tell you another little secret. I can cord in people to us, which means anybody that left the room is still in the room with us. I put all the cord out to her. She can go to the bathroom, okay? So you can do this. It happens all the time. Mother, Father, God, and Angel of Light, we are grateful for our experiences here this afternoon. We're grateful for the love and light that has been shared, our openness, our awareness, all the love and light that has been brought. We ask that those that have joined with us be dismissed if that is appropriate at this moment in time. We are grateful for their presence. We are grateful for our attendance of our physical nature, our openness, our willingness to accept and receive. As we are blessed to have this experience called life, we are grateful, and so it is. Okay, and this is what I just returned your spirits back to you, okay? Because when I breathe you in, I literally sucked a little bit of you into me, if that makes sense. Because if there was something you needed to hear, I would have said it. Not that I knew that. Does that make any sense? Okay? Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening to Words of Light with Jim. Come check out All My Relations in Indianapolis, or go online to allmyrelationsindy.com, the largest rock and mineral shop in the Midwest, carrying metaphysical supplies for all spiritual paths. Words of Light with Jim, spreading light for your spiritual journey.